Episode 3098, The Stage is Yours.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How are you doing and how is your week? I really want to know because I get it. Sometimes it's a little crazy. And for me, I've been staying up way too late. I know I'm not supposed to be doing it. I am so bad at sleeping. But today, deep breath, it's Inspiration Motivation Day. The stage is yours. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSED newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. You know what? You are the director of your life. Don't play the scripts of others. Break free from the words on the page and write your own script. The stage is yours. I mean, seriously, my friend, it's time to break free from constantly looking at others, comparing achievements, and chasing someone else's dreams. Life is too short to be any other character than yourself. So why not let your authentic self take center stage? I mean, come on, you're beautiful. Look at that smile. Do you feel how you light the room up when you smile? When you live your life, though, based on someone else's script, you start losing touch with your own passions and desires. The energy and enthusiasm that once drove you fade away. Instead of feeling empowered, you end up exhausted and constantly questioning your worth. Your passion begins to dissolve, leaving the residue of, well, I'm not good enough. It's time to break free from these limiting beliefs and stand up for yourself. The stage is yours. You know, nobody ever achieved greatness by playing it safe and staying inside their comfort zone. No one did. I mean, come on. Let's just pretend and think about Benjamin Franklin in rain and a kite. Put all of that together and what do you get? Well, most of us would think probably not a big deal, but it did change some things, but it didn't change everything, right? But it changed him. It changed his stage. But he was being him. So embrace the challenges and the setbacks that come your way, knowing that they are stepping stones toward your personal growth. Embrace an attitude of resilience and determination, and you will undoubtedly shine brighter than ever before. So release the burden of comparison and self-doubt. You got to let it go. I mean, like seriously, because this is something that we struggle with. And let me tell you, you look at what's happening in the world today. What do you think is happening? Well, I want to be like this person. Everybody should have the same. All right, let's think about that. We are not all the same. Right? We all have the ability to live out our dreams, but we're not all created the same. We are all unique. So release that burden of comparison and self-doubt. Be who you were created to be. When you give yourself permission to be yourself, you allow your true potential to shine through. Embrace your little quirks and flaws and unique attributes, right? That makes you who you are. It's adorable. Maybe you kind of wrinkle your nose when you laugh, or maybe you spit a little bit when you get excited. I know that sounds disgusting for a moment, but seriously, it might be a flaw to some, but it is just who you are. And if you realize that, okay, well, this is just me. Now that doesn't mean you can't improve, right? Okay. But the problem is we're trying to fit ourselves in a box that we're not supposed to fit in. And I'm telling you right now, my friend, if you keep doing that, you're going to suffocate yourself. And what does that mean? You know where it goes. I have to tell you, so I'm not going to. I want your heart to beat harder and brighter. I want it to beat for the passions that God has placed within you. It's in these aspects that your brilliance lies. Remember, your journey is incomparable and incomprehensible to others. Today you start. Choose yourself. Now, that doesn't mean that you get to get all high and mighty. I'm not saying that. But when you smile, there you go. There you have it. Embrace your uniqueness and take charge of your life. Trust that you have the power to navigate your own path and fulfill your deepest desires. Don't let the scripts of others limit your potential. I don't know if you're watching Wimbledon right now. Oh my goodness, it is amazing. And there's always a surprise. And one surprise is coming from Christopher Eubanks. He's an American tennis player. He is playing so well. He made it for the very first time to the quarterfinals. Okay, this guy was unranked. Like, I don't know what number he was, but he was so far down. And now, I haven't looked to see what his new stat is, but the last time I heard, he had jumped to be placed as number 40 in the world. This 27-year-old kid, okay, I call him a kid because he could be my son, seriously, because of his age. And I look at that, I'm thinking, wow. And one of his interviews, he said when he was talking to the commentators after he won, I think it was the second round match, he said, you know what? He goes, it's the little things that matter. But it's also, I stopped trying to be somebody else. He tried to be poised, or he tried to, you know, be all serious on the court. And he goes, that's not me. And slowly he began to let his personality shine through. And so before Wimbledon, he won an actual, I guess, a smaller, right, competition. I don't remember what it was. I think it starts with an M, but don't quote me on that. And then he comes to Wimbledon and he makes it all the way to the quarterfinals. Unfortunately, Medvedev did beat him. Unfortunately, good for him, bad for Eubanks. But you know what? There's more to come from this man, this young man. Why? Because he's beginning to find himself on the stage. Well, his stage, of course, is the tennis courts. Where's yours? Stand up, not for everyone else, but for yourself. God created you on purpose with a calling that only you can fulfill. Christopher Eubanks can only fulfill that calling that has been placed on his life. And when he is now opening himself up, not trying to pretend to be someone else, he was being a different character in his own life on the courts. Now, he didn't use those words, but that's what happens when we sit here and try to be someone we're not. My friend, nothing is impossible when you're you. And nothing is impossible with God. Combine the two, magic. So shred the thoughts of what puts you on edge and walk on the edge of glory of who you are becoming. This, my friend, is your day to be the brightest star you see. Go and shine. The stage is yours. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.